Probably don't even need this today, really, but that's okay. I suppose this goes into the TV streaming, though, is that right? The microphone?
Today we don't have it.
Oh, good.
Because
then,
we've got some problems.
Okay. Virginia, can you hear me back there if I speak like
but
this?
It's better you use it.
Vaguely? Okay. Virginia wants to sit in the back of the room. I suppose so, yeah, that's true. Okay, well, first, let me thank, as always, the monastic residents and the lay volunteers here at CMC for keeping this place running and making these Sunday mornings possible. Every week, there's an activity here, and there's sitting groups during the week, and study groups, and Saturday meditations, so thank you to them, first and foremost.
谢谢首先我希望谢谢大家去感恩这里的常住法师还有这里的义工菩萨就是常常在这里做很多事情每天对共修我动让我们有这个禅宗星球道场可以一块来这里修行
also thank you to all of you for your interest in the Dharma. Hopefully you can learn something of use today, and that'll help you in your life and help you help others in their lives as well.
那也是很感恩大家有兴趣今天来听这个演讲那希望这个演讲对你们会有点用或许也对你身边的人会有点用
So today's title Knowing Not Knowing. It sounds very deep and mystical, right? And I enjoy catchy titles. But the way I'm going to approach this is very practical, very down to earth, and hopefully very useful. But I should say that although the way that I want to approach this today is very pragmatic, and I'll talk about that more in a moment, it can be as deep as you want it to be. But how deep the Dharma is doesn't really depend on what I say or the teacher says. The depth depends on what you do with it in your daily life, how you apply it in your practice.
那今天的演讲的题目呢，如果大家有看到，就是知道、不知道，像知道、很懂、知道、很奥妙这样子哦。可是呢，虽然因为我很喜欢，我就比较喜欢把这些演讲的题目。 那个题目是起个这样子，比较好玩哈。可是呢，其实虽然听上去很深奥，可是我是希望可以用一个踏实、比较实用的角度来讨论这个题目。那虽然是很实用、很踏实，那可是其实是听者是可以选择，那要多要它多深。
Something else I want to say right off the bat is I am not hopefully going to just lecture. I'll ask you some questions during the talk. But also, at any point, please feel free to just put your hand in the air and ask for clarification or further explanation. I'm not married to getting to the last word on the last page of this talk. I would prefer that if you have a question or a doubt or want further explanation that we do that. That way, as we move on, you're clear. So I'm here today to hopefully provide some useful reminders and maybe some new information for all of us. So please don't feel shy to raise your hand and we'll stop right there and we'll have a discussion about whatever the point is.
还有呢，我们想啊，希望跟大家。 我今天是希望这个不是完全是一个演讲，就是我只是我讲你们听，我是希望是比较有互动的。那如果大家在有一些什么问题啊，或者我讲的哪一点你觉得不清楚，希望可以问清楚一点呢，大家是欢迎大家随时那个举手，那个问您问题，或是提出一些疑问那虽然我有我的演讲的东西，可是我不一定要把它全部讲完的哈，所以我没有问题，绝对没有问题，那个随时举手。那我因为我是希望你可以有机会可以问问题比较清楚一些观念。那我讲的一些是就是提醒，我们都已经学过很多次，听过很多次提醒，互相提醒这些我们学过的东西，有一些可能是一些新的东西，可是无论是听过的没听过的，有问题欢迎大家举手。
And the final bit of my preamble is that the goal of my talk, I'm going to talk about practice in daily life. I think if you meditate or you do recitation, you know that maybe say life is easier when your eyes are closed. I think that's from a Beatles song, right? Life is easier with your eyes closed. Life is easier. The practice is easier when we're sitting in meditation or we're doing recitation. But it's most difficult when we're out there, at work, at home, on the street, interacting with other people, doing daily life tasks. So I'm going to approach it from that angle, and just remember that the same principles apply on the cushion or in recitation or whatever your formal practice is, but I'm going to take the angle from a daily life perspective.
那还有呢，我是希望再讲一点呢，就是我今天讲的希望就是重点就是在怎么样把我讲的分享的这些观念呢是应用在我们的日常生活里面。那当然这里在座很多人都打坐的修行啊，或是念佛的修行啊。那如果大家可能有听过一个是也披头士的歌说，我们闭上眼睛呢是都比较容易的，什么东西都比较容易的，闭上眼睛的时候就好像我们坐在我们的坐垫上面啊，闭上眼睛念佛啊，都很容易可以静下来，什么好像什么东西都比较容易。可是就当我们在跟其他人互动，在跟家人互动，跟其他工作的人互动，或者跟其他义工互动的时候呢，这没有那么容易了，有其他的问题出现了。所以呢，当然原则，我们讲的原则是跟打坐念佛的方法修行的方法是一样的，可是我希望重点是放在怎么样把这些原则应用在我们日常的生活跟其他人互动。
So let's start with that title, Knowing Not Knowing. And first of all, within the Buddhist practice, what is it that we should know? What is it that is the knowing part of the Buddhist practice? And very simply, it's that we should know fully that we are performing the task at hand. Right? We should know fully, with body, mind, and environment, that we are performing the task at hand.
那回到你都讲的题目哈，那题目说知道，不知道哈。那知道，我们应该是知道什么呢？那在佛法修行佛法里面呢，在我们日常生活里面，我们应该是任何时候都知道的，很清清楚楚知道的，就是我们现在在当下在做什么？现在当下，身体、我们的心、我们的环境，清清楚楚知道究竟现在是在做什么？当下。
Very simple, but we complicate it, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. But at the same time, if it's really that simple, if it's that pure and simple, then our practice is exceptionally good. Most of us, it's not quite that simple, right? We do complicate the task. So what else do we actually need to know as practitioners? We need to know that all of our experience is impermanent, empty, unsatisfactory, and not self. We have to bring these basic concepts into the knowing of our experience while we're performing that task, whatever it might be.
那听上去很简单哈，可是应用上来就不是那么简单的哈。那如果我们日常的可以生活里面都说，哎呀，就是当下都清清楚楚知道是在做什么，那我们修行就很好了哈。可是通常大部分人都没有办法的，都是我们还把那个很多乱七八糟的那个会把我们弄得很糊里糊涂的，没有办法说很清清楚楚的知道当下是在做什么的。那因为这样子呢，我们也需要还有其他的东西我们要知道的。那知道呢，就是呢佛法里面的主要的观念，就是无常、无我、空，还有苦。无常、无我、苦跟空，这些佛法主要的观念呢，就是我们应该要知道，然后可以常常是记得应用在我们日常生活的里面，在我们当下在做一个事情的时候，清清楚楚的把它应用在我们在做的事情上面。
So that's knowing. What about not knowing? What should we not know while we are performing a task, while we are carrying out our daily activities? And it's not so much what we should not know as much as what we think we know now and that we should just let go of. Right? That we think we know, but we actually don't. And we should accept that it's not correct. And what is this? This is our deluded notion of permanence, of satisfactoriness, of substantiality, and of self as the self being independent and separate, things having unchanging characteristics, right? So what is it that we should not know? It's actually that we should let go of the fact that we think we know permanence, substantiality, satisfactoriness, and self.
那刚才讲了知道哦，知道，知道。那不知道的是什么呢？那不知道呢？其实我不是说啊，我不是说不应该知道的，不是说我不应该知道什么东西，而是啊，我们常常在我们日常生活里面，我们以为自己知道一些东西，可是我们以为自己知道的东西呢，其实是啊。其实都是错误的观念，就是一个妄念，是我们的妄心啊。我们常常以为我们知道的还没有发生，我们做事情，我们以为知道的，通常是什么？以为我们知道啊，中这个线上是啊恒常不变的，我们会以为。事情是线上是恒常不变的，我们以为做这个事情是让我们可以永远快乐的，我们认为这个线上现象还有自任何的线上还有自我是有一个永恒不变。的我在里面的，我们认为事情是这样子，我们很相信我们知道的这个事情就是事实，所以我说不知道的意思就是我们要把这些观念这些妄念把它放下。
So if you read the little blurb for this talk, you'll notice there were some sets of instructions, right? Because this sounds great, okay, let's do it. But then how do we go about this, right? Give me some instructions. And I've been doing this for about 18 years and I'm still asking for instructions, right? We need constant reminders and constant pointers to keep us on that track. So what I did was picked out a couple of sets of teachings, right? A couple of sets of, not teachings, really, but instructions. So one set was let go, right? Let go, but pay attention. Right? Let go, pay attention. Now, maybe you're thinking, okay, that makes sense. Maybe you're thinking, all right, that seems about right, but it's a little fuzzy. And maybe you're thinking, let go, pay attention. How do I do this at the same time? Am I supposed to do this at the same time? Let go, pay attention. What's this really mean? Right? So we're going to talk about let go and pay attention. The second set of instructions are don't attach to wandering thoughts, but be clear about what arises in the mind. Right? So don't attach to wandering thoughts, be clear of what arises in the mind. Now, don't we need to attach to the wandering thought to know what the thought is about? Or is it thoughts that is in our mind when it's clear in the first place? What's going on here? How do we make sense of these sometimes seemingly contradictory instructions? And what does that have to do with just being present with the task at hand? Now,
都很简单嘛，那要知道的是什么东西，要不知道的不是什么东西。那可是问题是，怎么把它实行呢？怎么做呢？那个我自己呢，修行了十几二十年，还是常常问我自己这个问题：我应该怎么样去做呢？怎么把它实行，这样把它事情在我的日常生活里面。那我发现常常我们都需要一些提醒我们自己。一些佛法的教导。那今天我希望可以跟大家分享的两点那我们可以大家讨论一下哈。一点呢，就是第一点呢，可以提醒我们自己怎么样去实行的，就是放下。可是
attention is what? How do you say pay attention?
注意。那个当下可是要注意，那这个是好像很奇怪的，我怎么放下然后注意？那我是不是要先放下才可以注意呢？如果我放下怎么注意呢？会很好像好像怎么去实行呢？我们会讨论一下哈。第一点就是放下可是要注意，第二点呢就是不要执着，可是要清清楚楚的知道，不要执着妄念，可是要清清楚楚知道我们心里面在想什么。比如说，哎呀，怎么可能呢？我当然要执着我心里面想什么，才能够知道我的心里面在想什么嘛？怎么会可以又不执着，又可以知道呢？所以好像这是矛盾的哦。可是我们希望可以讨论一下，怎么样可以把这些重点实行在我们的日常生活里面。
Now I've noticed a trend among my fellow Dharma teachers lately that when they give talks, there's a strong emphasis on pointing out what certain things don't mean, right? So kind of eradicating misunderstandings about commonly used terms or phrases. So I'm going to use that myself today to start. So first, we'll talk about letting go and paying attention. And we'll start with letting go. What does letting go mean? But I'll start that by talking about what letting go does not mean. And these are all misunderstandings that I myself have personally seen in the number of practitioners, and I'm sure some of you have seen this as well. So I think it is important, actually, that we first eradicate some of the common misunderstandings of what it means to let go.
那我最近注意到的其他的老师呢，当他们演讲的时候，他们先会搞清楚说，那这个什么观念呢，不是什么。那因为很多时候都会有错误的理解哈，所以我也会借用他们的方法，就是先讲一下这些观念就不是什么， 让我们已经存在一些错误的理解呢，把它先除去。那先我先讲放下，放下是什么意思？那当我解释放下是什么意思之前，先讲一下放下是不是什么？因为呢，我们常常都会因为放下了，以为我们知道什么意思了，然后我们是错误的，我们的理解是。所以我也看到，在我认识的身边的人呢，都会有一些错误的理解，所以在他们日常上他们的应用上面也有错误哈。那我希望可以解释一下，放下不是什么。
So the first thing, letting go does not mean, it does not mean isolating ourselves from other people.Physically or emotionally. It doesn't mean isolating ourselves from other people in a non-caring way.
那第一点呢，放下的不是就是说我们就要把自己孤立起来，就不要跟其他身边的人哈有互动啊，那不要这么想念呐爱护他们。有时候我们会以为放下就是这个意思，就不要跟其他人有那个关系嘛，好，这个就放下，那个是错误的，那个放下不是这个意思。
So I thought about why would people misunderstand the Dharma this way? Why would they come in and hear let go and think that it means to isolate themselves from caring for others? And most people come to Buddhism looking for a way to provide more peace and solace and joy, less stress and pain in their lives. That's what the Dharma is here for. And let's face it, interpersonal relations are a major source of pain and suffering, right? Either we suffer from frustration and anger and insecurities in relations with others, and if we care about people, right, if we care about people, then we suffer fear of separation, or we suffer separation itself, or we suffer maybe guilt that we feel we're not doing enough or good enough or whatever. So interacting with people is a source of suffering, and caring for people is a source of suffering. And if we approach it, unskillfully, but this is how it is for us, right? This is how we approach our lives. But running from that, avoiding that, is not a proper way of letting go.
那我们可以思考一下，为什么有这么多人呢？有这个错误的理解呢？以为放下就是把自己孤立起来，不要不要爱护其他人呢？不要跟其他人有什么亲密的关系了？那我其实我们想一下为什么很多人来对佛法有兴趣了，修行佛法就是因为希望离苦得乐嘛，因为那个人生很苦嘛，希望可以不要那么苦啦，可以快乐一点啦，可以希望心有多一点平安啊，心比较平静啊。那问题就是我们会发现呢，很多时候我们的生活里面很多的不安，很多的痛苦都是从我们的人际关系里面来的，都是因为在我们跟其他人互动的时候我们就是觉得不舒服嘛，或是就是会其他人让我们让我们很生气呀，让我们很失望啊，或是会让我们觉得还没有安全感呢，这是我们会觉得跟其他人相处都是让我们很痛苦的。还有呢，如果我们跟其他人相处，然后我们是很爱一个人，很都跟这个人是有很亲密的关系，是很好的朋友啊什么的话，我们也有其他，就会很担心我们会不会分开啦我们这个也是另外一种苦哈，那个爱别人苦哈，这个都是我们都会觉得跟其他人有关系，跟其他人爱护其他人都是会让我们痛苦的，所以呢就很容易让我们以为哎呀那个
放下就是放下跟其他人的关系，放下对其他人的关怀爱护哈。可是呢，这个是一个错误的理解，一个对我们日常生活的一个错误的面对的方法。
Master Sheng Yin, he always encouraged his disciples, both monastic and lay practitioners, to care for each other and to care for one another. He used to chastise monastics who wanted to leave the Sangha because they didn't like working with other people in the Sangha. And he would chastise lay people who wanted to leave their family life in order to join the monastery because they thought joining the monastery meant hiding away in a cave and meditating. So he always encouraged caring. And obviously he could not have built DDM if he didn't himself care greatly about Sintian people.
那我记得师父哈以前呢常常都会很重视说我们是应该要爱护其他人关怀其他对其他人关怀的，这个是很重要的。所以呢很明显的师父的教导里面就是我们是在人跟人之间的互动呢是对其他人的关怀，不是说把自己孤立起来不要关怀其他人的。我也记得师父以前会常常会骂一些出家法师当他们说那些出家法师说哎呀我那个在这个僧团里面又跟其他人一块共事跟他们互动而且这个好麻烦的那个希望就离开了，让他可以比较好一点，可以修行当然是会骂他们的。还有一些在家人也会师父也会骂他们说有些在家人说哎呀我希望就是离开我的家人把我的太太或先生孩子把他离开他们因为这样子就我就可以去修行去那个寺庙或者去那个山上面修行师父都会骂他们的，因为就是说因为师父的教导是说不是修行不是说把自己孤立起来不关怀其他人的。
I'm a firm believer in stories, and maybe it's because when I learn the Dharma, it's the stories that really stick in my head. And I heard a story once that I think really highlights this, or at least highlighted for me. This story comes up in my mind very often. And it was about a monk who had recently taken the precepts, shaved his head, and wanted to practice in isolation, to do meditation. So he wandered off into the mountains, and this was in China. And found a little village and went around and begged and kind of got to know the people and found an elderly woman and her daughter who would support him, who said that for a year they would provide food and clothing for him and medicine if he got sick and make sure that he could practice. And then after a year, they would see how things were going. So for the year, they supported this monk, and he practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced his meditation. And after the year was up, the old woman says to the daughter, "It's time to test the monk." And the daughter's like, "Well, we're going to test the monk." I said, "Yep, we've been supporting him for a year. It's time to see if he's been making good use of the support, and so what's going to happen next year?" And so, okay, well, what are we going to do? And the mother says, "Well, we're going to go, we're going to take food to the monk, offer it to him today, we're going to bow in greeting, and then you are going to go and give him a big, warm, loving hug." And the daughter's like, "What? I'm not supposed to hug a monk." And says, "We're going to see how he responds." And, "Okay, mom, whatever you say." So they go, they bow to the monk, and offer the food, and they make their greetings, and then the daughter goes over, and a nice, beautiful 20-some-year-old lady goes, and gives this monk a big, love, warm hug, and stands back. And the lady watches and watches, and she says, "What do you feel?" And he says, "Old dry twig leaning against a cold stone wall." And the lady picks up her stick and starts hitting the monk and chases him all the way out of town. He says, "Nope, he didn't get it."
或许有一个我们可以分享一个故事因为呢这个故事我听的时候我觉得对我来讲蛮有用的，那可以跟大家分享一下就是 这个是在以前呢中国大陆一个故事，就是有一位刚刚出家的出家人，那希望可以很精进的修行，那他的希望可以在山上面修行，跟一个人修行，那他就去化缘啊，找人啊，希望看有谁会愿意支持他。那他找到这个一对母女，这个愿意呢支持他一年，给他供养他吃的他的衣服，然后还有如果生病可以供养他那个药品让他可以修行。那这一年呢，这对母女就供养他的这位修行人修行在山上面，他就很努力的打坐修行，打坐修行啊。那过了一年以后呢，那个妈妈就跟那个女儿，那个女儿拿那个食物刀给他的时候呢，妈妈就跟女儿说，那我们已经供养这位修行人一年了，我们现在要看看这位修行的有什么成果哈，看他是不是真正是会修行的。那妈妈就跟那个女儿说，那你女儿哈，你今天拿那个食物来给那个修行人的时候呢，给你呢又给这个修行人好好的拥抱他一下，好好的拥抱他一下。那个女儿说，那个他是出家人呢，我怎么可以拥抱他呢？那个妈妈说，没有，我们就是要看看他那个修行怎么样。那女儿说，好吧，那妈妈就这样说，我就这样子了。那个女儿那拿到那个食物给那个出家人的时候，给他好好的拥抱一下，那个妈妈就在就在观察啊，然后就问这个修行人，那个出家人，你觉得怎么样？那个出家人说，好像一堆干干的树枝碰到一块冷冷的石头。那个妈妈听到之后，就拿起一只棍子呢，打这个出家人呢，说他这年修行啊，都是浪费时间的，都没有真正的知道修行究竟是怎么一回事。
Now, I'm not encouraging everybody to start hugging monastics.
那我不是说大家都开始拥抱那个出家众哈，不是这样子啊。
But and also, of course, you know, it would not have been encouraging for that woman if the monk had seemed excited by this hug or aroused by this hug or, you know, smiled a little too big after this hug. But at the same time, recognizing warmth as warmth and joy as joy and pain as pain, this is the way life is. This is what feelings are. And I think, you know, I thought to myself, well, how would Master Sheng Yin respond? How would Master Sheng Yin have responded if somebody had hugged him or any other great Chan master? And, you know, they just would have smiled. They would have smiled and said, you know, it's nice that you're both here today. Maybe do you want to sit down and ask questions? And maybe this would have been okay, that's as it is, you know, very nice, you know, very warm. Maybe they would have said, but there are rules, so please don't do that again. There's no denial, no resisting, no running from the feelings that may cause us some pain. That's life.
那当然呢，那如果这位出家人，那这个年轻的女孩子好好的拥抱他一下，就这个这位出家人呢，如果是那个时候就觉得很觉得很那个贪欲兴起的时候，也不是一件好事哈。可是问题呢，就是这位出家人没有办法呢，这可以很清清楚楚的认知看到，这位居士就是给我一个普通的拥抱，普通人的拥抱，不是有欲望的，只是一个很友善的、很温暖的。就是表示他对我的关怀的一个拥抱，那这位出家人就没有办法，这位修行人就没有办法可以认知到，这个友善就是友善，那个温暖就是温暖， 人与人之间是有这样子的一种关系的，友善关怀的关系的，而是把它压抑了，或是不愿意去承认有这样子的事实，在这里啊，所以这个就是有问题了。那我常常会问我，经常问我自己。我不知道，如果是师父，这个事情发生在师父，那师父会怎么样反应呢？那我想，大概师父有人这样子来拥抱他一下，师父就会说，那很高兴认识你，很高兴今天你在这里啊，没有你要不要请坐？可是师父大概就会跟他讲一讲，那我们就是。出家人有这样子的规矩哈，那下次就不要拥抱了哈，那个合掌就好了哈，那个会这样子，可是不会说，我们没有这样子的事情，没有这样子的友善关怀、温暖的人际关系，所以这个就是好好的很清楚的知道，人与人之间是有这样子的关系的。
So if we're not running from these feelings that are just part of human experience, what do we do with them, right? Well, we contemplate them, we look at them, we let them be there so that we can contemplate them. We can't contemplate them if we don't feel them. And we see that they're impermanent. They are empty. They are not self. They change.They come together, they arise, they fall. But it's not me. It's not permanent. It's not self.
那所以在我们修行里面呢，我们是不要说不应该是逃避这一些那个经验的，人与人之间的那些关系啊，那个软和友善啊，或其他的关系，而是我们是很清清楚楚知道。面对他们，因为当我面对他们之后，才可以用我们修行的方法来好好认识他。那我们知道有这样子的情况，有这样子的关系，我们怎么样呢？我们就去用佛法的观念来好好的认识他，好好的看看这些现象，让我们就可以清楚的知道。这些现象也是无常的，这些人际关系的软和友善还是怎么样，都是无常的、无我的，没有一个恒常永远不变的实质在里面的，也是空的，也是因缘和合而成的，我们就可以很清楚的认知这一个关系的实相究竟是什么。那如果我们逃避它，永远都没有机会好好的去看清楚了。
So another misunderstanding of letting go, what does letting go not mean, is letting go of our personal responsibilities, right? Letting go or stopping caring how we perform at work, stopping taking care of our belongings, stopping taking care of our own hygiene, right? Kind of the old Dharma bum, maybe what it used to be. Maybe that's out of fashion, and maybe that's a good thing.
那有另外一种呢，对这个放下的错误的理解呢，就是我们以为放下的意思就是把我们的责任放下，我们的责任放下。有些人以为，哎呀，我是这个修行放下的，就是也不要就把自己在工作里面的一些责任就放下它，不管了，我不管了，我上班的时候我表现得好，表现得不好，做得好不好，我都不管了。这个以为是这样子叫放下啊？或许家里的事情，家里有很多事情要处理的嘛，家里的事情不管了，那个就应该是自己的责任就不管了。那说家里乱七八糟了，很多事情不处理了。那以为这样子是放下，那个是错误的哈。甚至有一些人呢，他们自己的
自己的仪容啊，自己的都自己的外表都不管的，乱七八糟上街都是头那个头发都不整理一下的，以为这样子就要放下了，这个也是错误的，就是把那个自己应该有的负的责任啊，都遗弃它，以为这样子放下，这个是错的。
So some people will say, oh, I've let go. It doesn't matter if I get to work on time or not. You know, I'm letting go. I'm above the world. I'm past all this now. It doesn't matter. Or, oh, those pile of dirty dishes up to the ceiling, that doesn't matter. I've let go. You know, I'm free from this world. Or, oh, don't mind me. I haven't showered in a few weeks. I've let go. You know, it's not important. There's no self, right? But in fact, this is a very strong attachment to the self. When I see this kind of behavior, you know, you can sense that this is a person who is afraid of exertion. They're afraid of failure. They're seeking really a comfort, an exertionless comfort, and a riskless and a risk-free life. It's based on fear, the same as avoiding personal interaction.
那这样子的态度，这样想法的人呢，他们就说，哎，我是放下了，我修行了，放下了，所以我上班迟到无所谓，我不管了，因为我这是已经超越了这个世间的想法了哈，那个我不管的。那如果家里的那个碗碗盘盘呢，叠到那天花板那个高，我也不管了，这个因为我已经是超越了那些想法，我放下了。那那个家庭还有那好几个礼拜还没有洗澡，几个澡呢，就是哎呀，我已经放下了，这个是世间的那个观念，我不管的，这个对我不重要的，以为这样子就是已经放下了哈。可是呢，其实这种的态度啊，这种的做法呢，其实是其实就是一些不愿意、不想要真正负起责任，真正是精进的去修行，精进的去在生活里面用功的人的态度，因为他们很害怕会挫败，害怕会失败，所以那如果我不努力了，就不会失败嘛。所以这种态度呢，都是因为心里面有这种很害怕的基础，才会有这样子的想法。其实跟第一种一样，因为很害怕人际关系，如果人跟其他人的关系比较亲密啊，比较好朋友比较好的时候，就会痛苦的时候，也是因为害怕，因为害怕。
And the third type.Misunderstanding, letting go is when people behave and say whatever they want with no regards to the consequences. Some people think that the enlightened way to be is to say whatever comes to mind and act out whatever impulse arises. They've let go, right? They are free. And this is, of course, also incorrect.
那第三种呢，对这个放下一个错误的认知呢，就是以为呢，那如果放下的意思就是我想到什么我就讲什么，我想要讲什么就讲什么，想要做什么就做什么，那个行为方面就不去克制自己的自己的行为的，因为只想哎呀我放下了嘛，我就不用去管那些什么不同的。对我行为啊、言语啊那些可以限制啊，我都把他们放下了，所以我想要做什么、讲什么，我都讲出来、做出来了。那当然，这样子就是也是错误的理解哈。
This is actually a very interesting misunderstanding because instead of seeing all the sensations and feelings and experiences as being impermanent.Unsatisfactory, empty, and not self. This actually takes every thought, every sensation, every impulse as important and self and in need of being expressed as self. So it's really a very deep centered attachment when this kind of behavior is there.
其实这种这种想法呢蛮有趣的啊，这些有这种想法的人呢他们不理解，也没有应用那个苦空无常无我的观念在自己的日常生活里面，反而之呢就是把自己的每一个念头就把它当成是特征的，是恒常的，是有我的，是不是空的啊，所以呢就是全部的把它显现出来都是很重要的嘛，都是恒常，都是有我的嘛，所以其实呢这个也是一种啊很强的自我中心、自我的执着的一种表现。
But this also leads me to another story, because I think this particular misunderstanding also reflects a very common aspect of human nature, the way our mind works with our misunderstanding of self. And it's stronger in some and weaker in others. But I want to tell a story about a student of mine at school. I'm a laboratory scientist, I'm a biologist. And myself and another professor were doing what we call journal club, when we get some students together and we talk about scientific articles, right? So we have the students read it, we read it, and then one of the students presents the article to the group, and then everybody asks them questions and we discuss it. Okay? So we were having this journal club. And after my student presented the paper, the other professor asked him a question. How does this work? And I've known the student for a few years. I trained him in this area. I know he has no idea, because the guy went a step beyond the paper, and I just knew that the student had no clue. But to my surprise, the student thinks for a little bit, and then, with all the confidence in the world, he says, well, this does this, and then this does this, and then these come together like this, and this does this, and that does that, and yep, that's the way it works. Not a point of it was correct. It was all absolutely made up, out of his head. But he really felt like, oh yes, he understood. He it's not like he was trying to lie, and he showed no doubt, and it hit me. And I kind of knew this about the student before, but it was never really that clear, that whatever comes up into his head that makes some kind of sense to him, if it arises in the mind, it's true. If it arises in my mind, it is true. And I was stunned. I thought about this for days and days. My gosh, whatever. Do I do that? Do other people do that? What is going on? And I started to see that there is a subgroup of students that have the very strong tendency that whatever arises in their mind, they believe it's correct. And these are the students who I can ask, how did you do on the exam you just took? Absolutely aced it. And they fail it. Because if they can come up with an answer, they believe it is right. If they can't come up with anything, then they know they haven't got it right. So I'm, wow, this is really amazing, right? But I start to think about it more deeply. It's like, well, gee, I kind of do that, right? I've got these ideas about how the world is. I've got these ideas about who I am, what I am, and I believe them, you know. So to some degree, we all believe the thoughts that arise in our mind. Right? Now, if I were to ask you, is somebody speaking in front of you, and you said yes, that would be correct. But if we think about our ideas about ourselves and the world, are they correct just because they appear in our mind?
那刚才就讲一点呢，其实我们可以想深一点哈，那个其实为什么有些人会有这样子的对那个方向有这样子错误的理解呢？其实呢，很多时候是因为我们对什么是我有一个错误的理解。那 或许我可以分享一个故事的来讲起比较解释一下啊。那我自己呢是一个生物学的生物学教授嘛，我这次在我的工作是在实验室里面做实验的。那在我的工作里面呢，我跟另外一位的生物学教授就跟一些学生呢会每一两个礼拜就会就会讨论一些科学研究的报告。那些学生我们大家都看了一个报告之后，就在讨论里面的内容是什么。那有一次呢我们在讨论的时候呢，我的另外一位生物学教授呢就问一个学生，那这个学生呢我认识很久了，认识几年了，所以蛮清楚这位学生的程度是什么的。那个教授呢就问这位学生，这个报告里面啊所讲的这个怎么做这样的实验，应该是怎么样做的，应该是怎么原理，什么原理的。那我心里面很清楚这个学生是不懂的，不会有办法解释的，因为这个问题其实是对他这个学生的程度来讲太深了，太高了。那我就看着这个学生怎么反应。那个学生呢想了一下，然后就很有信心的就讲这样子跟这样子两个人两个东西合起来就变成这样子，然后这个子就会他好像讲的头头有是道这样子，好像是真的是这样子哈。然后我听的时候呢完全不是那回事，他讲的那些他自己很有信心的在解释究竟这个实践是应该怎么做，完全不是那回事，错误的，完全错误的。可是这个学生呢很相信自己讲的是对的。我很想究竟这个是怎么一回事，怎么可能呢？那我好之后这几天好几天我都在想这个事情，就发现这个学生啊就是虽然他其实不懂的，对他这个问题的这个事情是不懂的，可是在他要解答这个问题的时候，有一些念头是不是杂念妄念进去他的心里面，他就看了那些念头，就以为那些念头就是事实，就是对的，就是答案，然后就把他很有信心的讲出来，就以他很相信他讲的，他脑海里面出现的那些念头就是对的，是真的，是真实的。那我发现这个事情的时候，我就很吃惊，因为我是不是也是这样子啊？其他人是不是也是这样子啊？就是他心里面有一些心升起什么的念头，虽然那些念头是胡说八道的，完全是胡说八道的，可是我因为这个念头升起在我们的心里面，我们就会深深的相信这些念头是真实的，是就是实相，就是我们的环境，我们的世界，或是我们自我的实相。那我发现我也是这样子，我也做这样的事情。那我想大概很多人也会有过这样子的经验，就是一些乱七八糟的妄念念头进去我们的脑海，我们就以为那个是真实的，不会认为这个是无我的，是无常的，只是一些妄念进去我们的心里面。
This is another important angle on not knowing, right? I mean, for the student, it would be really great if they, I don't know, if they could wonder if they did know. And this is a critical part of Chan practice, is to basically say, I don't know. Or at least, do I know? Do I really know? What do I really know? What about all this sense of permanence? What about all this feeling of myself being this way or that way? Is it true? Right. Are all these thoughts important? Are all of these feelings I have important? we think we know, but do we? Do we really know?
那这个呢，我分享这个故事，因为就是跟我这个今天题目的第二部分有关系的。我想不知道哈、哦，那我们呢，在很多时候呢，其实不知道的，可是我们以为知道，我们以为自己很清楚，很有信心是知道的。那或许在我们的日常生活、日常修行的时候，可以多一点不知道。就是问你，哎，这个我以为自我，这个我很相信我就是这样子的一个人，我这个事情就是这样子的一个事实嘛，是永远都是这样子，常常都是这样子的，我们很清楚，很有信心哈、哦，以为就是这样子。或许我们可以用这个不知道的态度问一下，我是真的知道吗？是真我真的这么清楚知道吗？是我这个，我以为我是这样子，我是这样子的一个人，事实是这样子吗？我真的很这么清楚吗？我说我以为自己很清楚，这件事情就是这样子发生，是不是真的呢？是不是真的是这样子呢？还是我们自己以为是这样子？我们可以这样子休息，就用那个无常无我。
So those are three misunderstandings of letting go. Although now I know all of you know you don't know, or do you know? I want to ask you, what do you think? What is letting go? What is proper letting go?
那我刚才都花一些时间讲了，讨论了个放下不是什么。放下那个有一些对放下错误的理解哈、哦，那我想问大家，那放下究竟是什么？你知道不知道？
When proper, well, first of all, I want to say that 2 + 2 = 5, and don't try to talk me out of it. In terms of
oh, thank you. Also, remember, I made my son memorize Confucius' definition of knowledge before he went to college. You know, if you know something, know that you know it. If you don't know something, know that you don't know it. Which sort of aligns with what you're saying. I just wanted to go back to what you were saying about the monk and the old woman and her daughter. And I hope this will answer your question or address it. The monk's fault was not really acknowledging the content of the emotion, right? but a monk could do that, but then they can't follow that any further. So in ordinary relationships, you know this the lines are not so clearly drawn. I mean, there's certain things where you're really being called on to act in a variety of ways that are determined by the content, like somebody expressing a certain emotion, and that you have to address it in a certain way. So, in answering your question, I guess the real answer is simple: real clarity in what's going on in your mind, knowing going deeper and deeper with the Buddhist concepts, because we're continually fooling ourselves about what it means to be in a state of no self, because we're usually that comes up, and then there's some strong aspect of ourself is informing our decision. So I mean, I can't really tell you clearly what it means to let go, right?
But within the practice context, you said. But within the context of practice, I think you said just there that it's applying those concepts to our experience.
Moment to moment, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
那
Harry 菩萨呢？他就说，看试试看可不可以解答这个问题哦。 那他是解答问题之前，希望你可以讲一下反应，对刚才一个护士的这个反应，就是说刚才讲那个那个母女那个供养那个修行人哈那个故事，那当然那个蛮清楚啦，那个因为那个是那个出家人的问题呢，就是那个女孩子拥抱他的时候呢，他不愿意去认知那个时候的那些那个时候那些感受啊感觉啊，可是当然呢，因为他是出家人，所以就算他是感受到那些情绪啊，他也不可以说对那个女孩子有什么有什么反应哈。那当然在家人就比较复杂了，因为今天在家人有出家人的那些这么清楚的一些规矩。那要讲到这个问题，说什么是放下呢？或许是可以讲是在每一个当下里面，那个心里面清清楚楚的去应用，可以心是清清楚楚的知道在发生什么，然后也可以应用一些佛法的观念无常、空和无我，在每一个当下里面，或许这样子就是放下，是不是呢？
We always have a ringer in the front. 30-some years of practice, health, I suppose. But that's right. That's letting go. Letting go is seeing that all of these feelings, all of these thoughts, all of the emotions, all of our experience is impermanent, unsatisfactory, empty, and not self. Right? That is what letting go means.
Harry 菩萨的修行30几年，那是当然是没有浪费时间了哈。那个就是他讲的就是对啦，放下就是这个意思，放下意思就是清清楚在每个当下里面，清清楚楚的认知，看清楚当下在发生的什么事，任何事情都是无常的，都是空的，都是无我的。这个就是放下。
So that's the first part of knowing, right? That's the first part of knowing is these principles, seeing these principles. But what was the second part of knowing? What is it that we are ultimately knowing? We're knowing that we're performing the task at hand, right? Now this doesn't sound very, wow, that's Chan, right?Performing the task at hand. It may be cooking, it may be walking, it may be sitting in meditation, it may be sitting and listening to a talk on a Sunday morning, right? Just performing the task at hand. So what about that second instruction, right? Paying attention. What does this letting go have to do with paying attention? So let's look at paying attention.
那刚才讲的放下呢，就是我说的那个第一部分哈，那个头一半，第一点的头一半啊，放下啊，因为第二部分就是注意嘛哈，就是那个放下，就是清清楚楚的知道把当下，就我刚才开始讲知道什么，知道清清楚楚的知道当下。在做什么那可能这不是什么好特别的事情，我觉得我当下可能我是坐在这里听那个演讲，或者坐在打坐，或者在做饭不是日常生活里面做的事情，可是就是我们放下就是清清楚楚的知道当下在做什么，就是用那个苦空无常无我的观念来认知当下在发生的什么事情。那第二部分呢，就是第二部分就是注意。那注意是什么意思呢？
So paying attention, what does this mean? I'm not going to go through what paying attention doesn't mean. We'll go straight into what it does mean. Paying attention means giving the body and mind fully to the task at hand. Right? Giving the body and mind fully to the task at hand. And Master Sheng Yin says, when you are doing a particular task, that is all you have to care about. And you can do it in a very relaxed manner and attitude.
那注意呢是什么呢？注意就是呢，在我们做任当下，在做任何的东西，在当下要做的这个事情里面，我们把我们的全部的身体跟那个心都放进去，那个我们的身体跟那个身心全部都放进去，我们当下做的任何一个任务、那个事情，那。 师父也会去说了，有教导过，说在我们当我们做任何的事情，我们做任何的事情，我们就把我们的身心全部的放进去，我们的身心没有其他的事情，就只是做当下要做的事情。那这样子呢，我们可以很轻松的、很愉快的把当下的事情。
So let's use another story to look at this. And I'm going to use a story from Master Sheng Yin's book, The Method of No Method, which is a book about silent illumination. And he told a story about a retreat that he was leading up at DDRC. And during these retreats, for anybody who has not attended one, there is a work period, right? It's about an hour and a half where you have to do some chores after the mealtime before returning to meditation. And so Master Sheng Yin rounded up a group of students and the practitioners and took them outside in their big yard and a big field and trees out in the field in the yard. And so there's lots of little sticks. Actually, not lots of little sticks. Lots of sticks laying around in the grass, right? And so Master Sheng Yin says, okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go along and gather the sticks. Put the little sticks with the little sticks, the medium sticks with the medium sticks, and the big sticks with the big sticks. Okay, go ahead and do it. And he says, one student went out very efficiently, very calmly, picked up the sticks, put the little sticks with the little sticks, the medium sticks with the medium sticks, and the big sticks with the big sticks. And at the end of the hour and a half work period, was still very calm and relaxed and returned up to the Chan Hall. But the rest of the students kind of look at each other, and then they look around, and they look at the sticks, and they kind of walk over here, and they walk over there, and they walk there, and back over here, and they pick up some sticks, and they put the sticks down, and they pick the stick up again, and put it down in this pile, kind of confused, with the looking to see what each other is doing. And at the end of the hour and a half, they're kind of tired, and kind of slouching, you know, trudge back up the hill to the Chan Hall. Now this is a very simple task, right? Very simple task. But what about that group of students? Were they paying attention? Why, if you think they weren't paying attention, in what way, when they were performing the task? If they were paying attention, that means that their mind and their body are fully given to the task. Fully given their body and mind to that simple task. But if they are not fully giving their body and mind to that task, what might have been distracting them?
Worrying about doing it correctly.
Okay, absolutely. Worrying about doing it correctly, right? Instead of saying, these are the instructions, this is how I understand it, I'm going to do it to the best and just get on with it, worried that they're going to do it incorrectly. Right? I think we all have experienced that at some point in time. I'll go ahead and translate first. She can remember everything.
<笑><笑>那或许我可以分享一个故事，这个故事是在师父《墨照》这本书里面，没有方法的方法。 那本书里面，那这本书里面是讲墨照的修行的。那讲到师父呢，在那个香港那边待一个长期的时候呢，一个经验。在这个长期里面，如果没有去参加一个精进禅修的时候的菩萨的 同时可以解释一下，就是在禅修的期间呢，每一天在那个早餐跟午餐之后呢，会有一段时间呢是托钵的那个菩萨，就是做一点做点那个出钵，那个休息那个工作的修行，做一点那个清洁啦或者其他的杂物的修行。那这一天呢，师父就带领一些禅众呢去做去在屋外做一些清理那个外面的环境的工作。那师父呢就告诉那些学生说，那个这里草地上面有很多一根的树枝嘛，那有一些小树枝，有些是中树枝，有这种大根的树枝。那你们呢就把尽量呢把草地上面的一些树枝呢乱七八糟的把它捡起来，然后呢把它就是小小的树枝是放在一堆，然后中型的树枝的放在中间的一堆，然后粗粗大大的长长的树枝就放在第三堆，这样子蛮简单的嘛，不是很复杂哈。那有一位禅众呢，他的听了之后呢就去啦，去找树枝，那个拿一颗小小树枝放在小树枝那堆，那个中树枝就放在中树枝那堆，然后那个大树枝就放在大树枝那堆，然后这个出钵的时间结束了，这位学生呢就轻轻松松的回去禅堂那边修行了啊。那其他的学生呢，都有好几位就觉得我好像不是很了解究竟要做什么哈，然后看看大家互相你看我看你哈，然后就是我们是要捡树枝吗 ？OK， 捡了树枝之后，这根树枝放在这堆，好像也不对，那放在那堆，然后搞来搞去哈，好像就是那搞来搞去那个这个tour时间结束就累得半死啊，那大家都很累得半死，然后就我这很累的这样回去尝。那这个活动啊，这个事情不是很复杂嘛，好，蛮简单的。那为什么这一些学生呢会搞得这么累呢？会长得这么累呢？我刚才讲的，他们那个注意的意思就是把我们的身心全部投入进去当下要做的事情。那这些学生很明显不是注意啊，没有注意，没有把身心全部投入在这个当下要做的事情上面。那我想问大家一下，那个他如果他们不是身心全部投入进去在做这个事情的话，他们是在做什么？是不是有什么东西在那影响他们，让他们分散了注意力呢？那刚才那位菩萨就说，可能他们就是在想，我这样子是做的对不对呢？这样就是应该是这样做还是那样子做呢？这个是蛮好的答案。我们常常都会有这样面对这样的情况啊。那个有些事情要做呢，那不去做，可是整天在，而且应该是这样做还是那样做，是这样子做还是对，还是那样子做还是就对呢？是这样子，我在做，可能是做错了。我们整天在嘀咕。那第一位菩萨呢，就是听了师父的那个指示，就小树枝就放下，小树枝很简单嘛，就去做了，把身心全部投入进去，就把事情做好了。
So that's right. So a lot of times when we're in the midst of a task.We're spending a lot of our mental energy being concerned whether we're doing it right or wrong, whether we're going to get it wrong. And if that's the case, where is our mind? Is our mind in the present with the task? No, it's either in the past, remembering some event where we made a mistake and maybe we're embarrassed or got chastised for it and we're concerned that might happen again. And if we're concerned it might happen again, where is our mind? In the future.Right, thinking about what might happen, or maybe the people over there see that we're not doing it right, and later they think something bad about us. Right? I mean, this is how our mind functions. But this is again not keeping in mind impermanence, emptiness, not self. Because If we made a mistake in the past, and I guarantee we've all made mistakes in the past, that's in the past. Is that who we are now? Is that us in this moment? No, it's in the past. And if we're worried about what other people will say about us in the future, not only is it not in the future, but is what other people say us? Is that ourself? And unfortunately, we do take that to be ourself very often, just like we take a lot of our own thoughts to be ourself very often. But it's not so. But because we're not seeing that, we are distracted. We are not letting go. We're attaching to these ideas, to these feelings, instead of just doing the task.
那我们可以分析一下啊，究竟这个是法是什么一回事啊？那个这些菩萨们呢，没有办法可以身心全部的放在当下这个手上要做的东西里面，因为那个他们的心不是在当下。因为我们常常都有这些经验，就是很担心，哎呀，究竟我是不是做错了？这样子做对不对了？那如果我做错了怎么办呢？会不会挨骂了？这样子，我们常常都会这样担心哦。可是我们可以分析一下，当我们在心里面这样子嘀咕、这样担心的时候，我们的心是在当下吗？我们的心在当下吗？当我们在这样想。在很担心，这个就是我是做错了还是做对了？我们的心就是不就是在过去，我们会可能想起，哎呀，我在过去这样子做的时候呢，做错呢，就人家就骂我了啊，我就不想再挨骂，所以我不想再做错了。我们其实这心不是在当下，在过去，还是整天在执着过去发生的一个事情。然后呢，或许我们的心在未来在想，哎，如果我这样子做，那其他人会怎么想呢？可能是觉得我很笨啊，还是觉得我成就问题啦、啊、我那个事情还没有发生，我们都在想未来会发生什么事情。心是不是在现在当下？不是嘛，就是在未来或者在过去。那我们为什么心没有办法在当下，没有办法注意那个身心全部都投入在现在当下要做的事情呢？那是因为我们忘记应用佛法的无常、无我、空的观念，在理解现在当下在发生什么。那我们为什么？我们在想到，哎呀，过去我这样子犯过一个错误，然后他们骂我啦，然后说我是怎么样个那个笨的人啦。那个是过去，那不是无常吗？过去发生的这样的事情，过去人家这样子觉得我是这样子一个人，现在是不是啊？都过去了，无常嘛，过去发生的事情都已经过去了。跟现在没有关系，那未来呢？未来一个，我们很担心以后，我做了这样的事情之后，人家会怎么说我？那人家说怎么评论我？那个是我吗？那个是跟我有关系吗？跟我没关系吧？他们人家其他人讲的评论，可是我们常常都会认为那个就是我。好像我们刚才说，我们心里面升起的一些念头，我们就以为那个是我，那个就是没有应用无我空的观念在我们的日常修行里面。那因为这样子呢，我们就没有办法真的是注意，就是把身心全部投入在我们当下要做的事情上面。
So what else?What else might distract a person from simply picking up little sticks, medium sticks, and big sticks?
那还有其他原因？其他原因除了担心我做的对做的错吗？还有其他原因？为什么让我们没有办法可以那个身心全部投入在那个当下里面的那样做的事情？
Shake it up a little, I guess. Shifu used to call that on retreat the thorns in our mind. Right? The thorns in our mind. We could sit there, and this used to be me when I started meditation. Sit there on the cushion. All I'm doing is sitting on a cushion, right? And the mind is just cranking with all of the resentment and regret and frustrations of my past, right? I mean, in English parlance, we call that baggage, right? Our baggage. But again, these thoughts arise. But what do they have to do with picking up sticks? You know, there's a story about a monk who came to his master and said, you know, I don't think I can practice anymore. I am just angry. I'm just a very angry person. And the master says, okay, show me your anger. Well, I'm not angry right now. He says, well, then you're not angry, are you? You're not anger, are you? Right? This is just the thought that comes up. It's something from the past. It's not self, right? Only because we keep holding on to it, we keep feeding it, we keep believing that what arises in our mind is true in us, that we think we are angry or that we are anger.
那身体当下只是要住在那个葡萄上面啊，没有其他事情做，可是那个心里面呢，那师父有说过，这样子就好像心里面有一个刺坐在本来只是好好的清净诵佛坐在葡萄上面，可是那个心里面就是一直的不断的升起这些嗔恨心，这个对过去的那个悔恨心，就是一直就是觉得哎呀，我这个这样子真是那个没有办法修行嘛，就产嗔恨悔恨的心，可是当下是做什么？放下在打坐，那好像那个如果很多这些嗔恨、悔恨的心，那这个跟当下要捡起树枝有什么关系啊？有什么关系啊？没有关系嘛。可是这个我们就把这一包这个包袱哈，这个包袱我们的过去的悔恨的什么对人家其他人对不起我们的，我们对不起人家的这个包袱一直的背着我们的背上面，我们的带着它。 可是就是跟现在当下要做的事情完全没有关系的，完全没有关系的。那那个就是因为我们把过去把它当成我的部分，那如果我们不把过去把它当成我们的一部分，这些悔恨这些那个嗔恨心，以为是我。 我们不要把它当成是，我的一部分，我们就不会在当下也是在想了。那有一位我有一个故事哈，就一位出家人啊，去他的师父说，师父我是没有办法修行了，因为我都是很多嗔恨心，我修行的就是嗔恨心生起啊，没有办法修行。那师父就跟他讲，那你把你的嗔恨心告。 给我看，给我看你的嗔恨心，你现在是生气吗？现在就生气吗？那个出家人说没有啊，我现在不生气。那那个嗔恨心就不是你了啊，是吗？那都现在不没有嘛？那为什么以为这个嗔恨心就是你呢？可是我们很容易常常就有这样子的想法，这些我是怎么样的一个人，就把它当成是我，把它倒不带着他。
think for time I'm going to have to start to wrap up. So, but we can imagine other things too, right? Some people may be thinking, oh, it's really hot out here, or all these little bugs are around my face. Some people may actually just think, what's the point of this? I came here to get enlightened, sit in meditation. Why am I picking up sticks? This is stupid, right? All of this is really what Master Sheng Yin would call meaningless sensations, right? Things that arise that have nothing to do with the task, in this case, picking up sticks. So Master Sheng Yin says about this sort of situation, when meaningless sensations arise, do not respond to them, right? When they do arise and we just can't get rid of them, then we shine the light of impermanence, emptiness, no self, unsatisfactoriness on them. Sometimes we have to contemplate them. Some of these things do keep coming up, but shine that light on them, dissolve them away a little bit, let go of thinking that we know what we are and what the situation is. Have a little doubt, open the mind to other possibilities.
那我们的时间快要到，那我把那个结语啊，或许呢，因为一个原因呢，为什么有一些禅宗啊，没有办法好好的剪树枝啊，这个很简单的工作，为什么他们没有办法好好的剪树枝？那可能他们在那边在心里面在嘀咕，哎，我是来开悟的呢，我是来传达禅禅去来开悟的呢，那你叫我剪树枝这么无聊啊，浪费时间，心里面就觉得很不高兴啊，觉得这个就是跟开悟没有关系的，会这样想啊。那这些或许会有这些的杂念很神奇啊，或是有蚊子啊，外面很热啦，我也出汗啦，很不舒服啦，都是让我们很不高兴的事情。因为这样子呢，我们的身心就没有办法全部投入在当下要做的事情上面。那师父说呢，这些呀、啊，那说哎呀，这好热啊，有蚊子啦，那个减速真的是无聊啦，跟那个开悟没有关系，这些想法啊。师父说这些是没有意义的，没有意义的那个心理反应。那我们常常都有这些没有意义的心理反应哈。那师父呢怎么教导我们呢？当这些没有意义的心理反应升起的时候呢，不要管它，不要管它。那如果这些没有意义的心理反应一直在升起了，有些时候会哈。我们觉得一个这些想法，就是觉得哎呀好无聊，解除之，我们又没有办法不理他呢。我们可以怎么样呢？我们就把那个灯照着他，很清楚的照着他。用什么灯？就是佛法的光明的灯。把它，我们用佛法的无常、无我、空这些观念来。让我们清清楚楚的理解这些没有意义的心理反应，我们就会可以回到当下，我们就可以放下这些没有意义的心理反应，那可以把身心全部的投入在当下的这个工作里面。那这个就是我们可以用的方法，在我们日常生活做任何的事情都可以用。这些没有意义的心理反应升起，不管它，如果没有办法不管它，就用这些观念看他们是无常、无我、是空的。
So what about this letting go and paying attention? Are they contradictory? It's the same thing. Letting go is paying attention, and paying attention is letting go.When we keep in mind emptiness, impermanence, no self, we can keep our body and mind with the environment, with the task at hand. And if we're going to keep our body and mind with the environment on the task at hand, we have to let go of all those meaningless sensations. And the only way we can let go of meaningless sensations is to keep in mind emptiness, impermanence, and no self.
那刚才我们讲了，
开始讲的时候，这个放下然后注意好像是互相矛盾的哦，怎么又放下又要注意呢？那希望可以这个听了这个解释之后呢，知道放下跟注意是同一件事情。我们要注意的话，一定要可以放下，因为放下跟注意就是清清楚楚的，清清楚楚的，把心里那个身心全部投入在当下在做的事情。那我们怎么样可以，我们怎么样可以注意呢？就是清清楚楚知道当下发生的事情，就是如果是空的，是无常的，那这样子我们才可以放下我们以为知道的那个观念，以为的事情是真的，是很长的。所以两个是那个放下跟注意是一样的东西。
So let me end with a quote from Master Sheng Yin. His words are always better to end with than my own. And this quote summarizes how to approach a task. You should approach each task with a plan that takes into account the past and the future. But once you start the task, focus on the present. Carry out the task with a very even and ordinary mind.Without feelings of like or dislike, good or bad, or engaging in discursive thought. When you complete the task, reflect on whether changes are needed, whether the job was done well, and how you can do better in the future. This is how to practice silent illumination while working. The principles are the same, no matter what you're doing.
那我们怎么可以在我们日常生活里面修行放下跟注意呢？那我想我自己用师父的几句话，因为跟师父讲的都是讲的比较清楚哈，都是讲的比较好的。那我们可以怎么样怎么样处理日常生活的要做的事情呢？那师父这样讲哈。当我们在日常生活要处理任何的一件事情的时候呢，我们先有一个计划，我们在这个计划里面呢会思考到我们以前过去学到的什么经验，然后也能要考虑对未来有怎么样的影响。那这个考虑过去经验未来的影响之后呢，我们有一个计划。可是呢当我们开始做这个事情呢，我们就要注意在当下。当我们在做这个事情的时候呢，我们就用平常心不要在心里面呢喜欢啦，不喜欢啦，觉得这个是好啦是坏啦，我在那心里面呢不停地在低估，在想不同的胡思乱想。那当这个事情做完之后呢，我们就要思考一下这个事情呢有没有我可不可以有没有什么需要东西可以修改。那我们可以反省一下这个事情呢，我们有没有做好，有没有东西呢以后在做的时候可以改善的，我们要反省。这个就是呢怎么在工作的时候呢应用我的这个原则都是一样的，无论我们做任何的事情都是用同样的原则。谢谢。
Is today's talk interesting? Yes, thank you. Thank you to the maker, our teacher, and the translator is Rebecca Lee. And 大家都感谢我们那个 David 跟Rebecca 师兄师姐的演讲。Please rise. Okay, please. Please help to move the chair and all the cushions.